And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1981. Where were you in 1981? And what were things like on the Half Moon Bay coastside? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, the old Dykstra home burns to the ground. Arson investigation looms. The Dykstra Ranch house, located at the back of Grandview Terrace subdivision in Half Moon Bay, was completely destroyed by fire during the night of January 15th. It took a total of 9 regular firemen and 14 volunteer firemen to respond to the fire. Their efforts were hampered by the lack of water at the house. And the San Gregorio Bridge Project, construction of the first half of the new stage road bridge over the San Gregorio Creek, will be completed in 45 days. The bridge is being replaced in a two-phase project. The 60-year-old bridge, according to the staff report, is termed one of the most structurally deficient bridges in the state. The bridge is being built by Harry T. Matthews Incorporated. The company's receiving $554,000 for this project. Also in 1981, it's the grand opening of Princeton Seafood Company at Pillar Point Harbor. Owners Marty and Mary Bodum invite you to their grand opening to see their Ocean on Display case in the live seafood tank. They also invite you to try their Princeton clam chowder. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub.
The coast is sure blooming this time of year. We had enough rain to green things up, so the yards and hills are looking good. My mom decided a few years back she didn't like to garden anymore. Apparently, she and my dad were outside working on their small garden area, getting hot and bothered. My mom laid down her trowel and announced, "I don't like gardening anymore." My dad laid down his shovel and replied, "Neither do I. Can you go call us a gardener?" That should have been it for gardening days. But recently, my mom has taken it up again, but in a different way. No more trowels and shovels, no more getting on bended knee, no more playing in the dirt. She now has an aeroponic tower that involves no dirt at all. A time pump sends water flowing upwards with liquid nourishment for the suspended roots dangling down the tower center. She's growing several varieties of lettuce, herbs, cucumbers, cherry tomatoes, and red bell peppers. Any vegetables that aren't termed root veggies are good to go. The water recycles, so works well for the conserving the water portion of things. Also, the pump, which goes on 2 or 3 times an hour throughout the day, sounds like a garden fountain. It's a nice compromise for an ex-gardener and pretty fascinating to watch. However, if you just want a little liquid nourishment for yourself, I would encourage you to come down to Cameron's Pub in Half Moon Bay. We hope to see you soon and hope you visit us. And now we also have RV camping next door as well.
1981. Many notable technological advances happening in this year. One of the most exciting is the first flight of the Space Shuttle Columbia. This is also the first year that the word Internet is mentioned, and MS-DOS is released by Microsoft, along with the first IBM PC. On the world stage, the events that were capturing the imagination of folks in America were Lady Diana Spencer marrying Charles, the Prince of Wales. Ronald Reagan becomes the United States President. And Iran releases 52 American hostages who had been held for 444 days. How much do things cost this year? Interest rates are over 15%. Average income is $21,000 a year. And the cost of gas to get to your job is $1.25 a gallon. Popular films include Raiders of the Last Ark, 9 to 5, Chariots of Fire, and Mr. Bond in For Your Eyes Only. Born in Los Angeles and once a member of the group New Christie Minstrels, this singer had her first hit in 1978 and by 1981 is making a name for herself. this hit went gold and stayed on the charts for an amazing 20 weeks, 9 weeks at number 1. Here's Kim Carnes and Betty Davis Eyes.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips a sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold, she got Betty Davis Eyes. She'll turn her music on you, you won't have to think twice. Pure as New York snow, she got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you, she'll unease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make it pro blush. She got Greta Garbo standoff. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll let you take her home, it whets her appetite. She'll lay you on a throne, she got Betty Davis eyes. She'll take a tumble on you, roll you like you were dice. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you, off your feet with a crumb she throws you. She's ferocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis.
Female singers are doing well in 1981, and this young lady, born in Glasgow, Scotland. Every James Bond movie always had music that ended up being a hit, and this movie was no exception. Any recording artist that got the call to perform was almost guaranteed to have a hit. Roger Moore played Mr. Bond. From the movie of the same name, here's Sheena Easton with For Your Eyes Only.
For your eyes only can see me through the night. For your eyes only I never need to hide. You can see so much in me, so much in me that's new.
For your eyes only, only for you.
Until next week and another year, this is Cameron Palmer for the AM 1710 Time Machine. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping.